We're going to be looking at verse 36 through 43 tonight. Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 36 tonight. And what I want to look at tonight is full of good works. Full of good works. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I thank God for good works. There's some bad works. There's some not good works, but I thank God for good works tonight. We know tonight that works don't save nobody. We understand that tonight. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, but somebody that's saved and that does not want to work for the Lord, there's a problem in that life. Full of good works. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 36. The Bible says, "Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner." Father, I love you tonight, and I thank you so much for loving us. Lord, I thank you tonight for your written word tonight. I thank you that we can come and study a portion of your word tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you for good works tonight. I thank you for people that are known about their good works, that they do works for you, Father, not works to get to heaven, not works to get applause, but works that people may see you and glorify your name, which is in heaven. Father, I pray tonight that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. What I'd say tonight would be about you and not about me. Father, I pray tonight that as we study this portion, Father, that we find ourselves doing good works for you. Father, just be with the ones on prayer request tonight. Be with the ones that's lost their lives this week in the storms and in the shootings, Father God, tragedies all around us tonight. Father, I pray you just bless them families real good. Watch over them, Father. I thank you for this local body here, Father, and how you move in and out every time we meet. Lord, I pray you bless it tonight. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, be with the unspoken request tonight, Father, all over the house. Meet them needs tonight, and we ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight, full of good works. As we come tonight, we see here in verse number 36, as we come down through the book of Acts tonight, the Acts of the Apostles tonight, we see that Tabitha was a disciple full of good works. Good works will never save anybody, and we know that tonight. We know it ain't nothing to do with good works tonight, but it is the blood of Jesus Christ. But I say to you tonight, a saved person should have good works as a disciple. They ought to have good works in their life. And Brother James said in James 1:22, the Bible says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Why must we be concerned with good works tonight? As I studied this and I thought about this tonight, why must we be concerned about good works tonight? I'd say people are watching tonight. People are watching how we carry ourselves and how we do what God has called us to do tonight. But I want to take you through the Word of God tonight and to show you why we must be concerned about doing good works. Number one tonight, can I say to you tonight, hey, to do a good work tonight after you've been born again tonight, it is commanded that we do good works. If you'll turn with me tonight to Psalm chapter number 34 and verse number 14 tonight, we are commanded tonight to do good works. You know what tonight? It's not a suggestion, but it is a command tonight to do good works. Psalm 34:14, as we read that in the Bible tonight, We know that we're commanded to do good works. As a believer tonight, people watches our works. They watch what we do, where we go, how we talk, and what we say tonight. And they want to see us working for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look what the Bible says tonight in Psalm 34 and verse number 14 tonight. Talking about being full of good works, the Bible says, depart from evil and do good. He says tonight, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And he says in verse number 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and His ears are open unto their cry. Hey, tonight as Tabitha come here, I want you to understand tonight that she did good works. As she came abroad there, all the way through Joppa there, she did good works. You know of somebody else that is very familiar with Joppa, and that would be Jonah. You know what he was supposed to do? He was supposed to go to Nineveh, but instead he went down to Tarshish. He flew from the presence of the Lord. Hey, tonight, can I say to you, hey, you can't flee from where God is tonight. His eyes are in everywhere we go tonight, and He's looking for us to do good work. If you look tonight in verse number 36 of the text, Tabitha did good works. The Bible says that this woman was full of good works. Hey, she didn't do just one good work, but she did many good works. She was full of good works, and she seeked peace wherever she went. The Bible says that this woman was full of good work off what somebody else did, but she did her own good work. She knew the command that God had put on her life. I thank God for this tonight. Not only did she do good work, and not only did she seek peace, but tonight Tabitha pursued it. Hey, she followed after what God had called her to do. As you read this text and you get into it, you'll see tonight that not only did she do good works, but in verse number 39, some of the works that she did was this. Here's what she did. She made coats and garments which she had made with her own hands. You know, tonight we're taken up for the storm victims that are in Amory. And you say, well, I can't go over there, and I can't work, and they can't do, but tonight we can do a lot of good works. Hey, we can help them when they're in need, and we can help what God has called us to do tonight, and He's commanded us to do good works. You know what, in our life tonight, not only is it a command to do good works, and Tabitha knew, hey, to be full of good works and do what God has called her to do. Hey, a while ago we was loading up some water there at the house, and I knew Brother Whooper and Brother Austin was down below me. I could hear the church van. I don't know how long they had been there, but they had done honked the horn. I heard them talking to the kids, trying to load the van up, and I just hollered down there, hey, what are y'all doing down there, Brother Whoop? I knew he was down there, and you know what he was doing down there? He was doing a good work. I'd say to you tonight, driving that church van with them kids on it, that's a work tonight, Brother Roy. Hey, that's not a playground. That's not something that just anybody can do tonight, but it takes somebody that has patience and has the gift of God on their life tonight. Hey, friends, tonight it's a command to do a good work. Hey, but I see in the Bible we are created to do a good work. Not only is it a command on your life tonight after you get saved to do a good work, hey, but we're created for that. You say, preacher, I don't know what I do. I don't know if I do anything good. If you help somebody tonight, I say to you, you have done a good work. Amen. Look what he says tonight in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 10 tonight. Not only were you commanded to do good works, and I and myself am, but in Ephesians chapter number 2 tonight, I want to look at this in the text. Ephesians chapter number 2 tonight, and I love this tonight. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 10. I want you to get this tonight. Not only are we commanded to do good works, but we are created to do good works. Hey, tonight, you know what God's called us to do? He called us to work. We're to work as we get saved and help people along the way. Look what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 10. And here's what he says. You're commanded to do good works, but we're created to do good works. Full of good works. Listen to this tonight. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We're his creation tonight. We are His creation, and we are in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You say, preacher, what is that tonight? To be created to do a good work. I want to share this with you. Because of our Creator, we can do good works. Hey, tonight, she wasn't Tabitha. She wasn't a pastor, but she was full of good works. Amen? You don't have to be a pastor to only do good works. She was not a preacher, but she did good works. She was not a deacon, but she did good works. You say, what was she? She was a disciple of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And tonight you say, if she was commanded to do good works, and she was created to do good works, how was she able to do this? Have you ever thought, man, if I do this and I do it to all of my ability, maybe it'll be good? You know what tonight? My goodness, I'm not looking at tonight. I'm looking that I'm commanded to do good, and I am created to do good because we are in Christ Jesus. Tonight, you know how you're able to do good? Because you're in Christ Jesus. Look what he says in verse number 10. For we are his workmanship. He's working it out in us. He's working all over us. We're clothed in the Holy Ghost tonight. When you walk out of this place and you walk into your workplace, wherever you go, if you're saved tonight, you're clothed with the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. He is all over you tonight. And you say, preacher, I don't know if I can do good work. Tonight, if you're saved, you're created to do good works. Woo! Glory to God, you're created to it. You're able to do it because you're in Christ Jesus. Look at this tonight. I love this. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's what you're created to do, good works. When you get saved, you do good works, you help people, and you help them along the way. We don't do bad to people, we do good to people. Amen? We want to be a blessing wherever we go, not a burden and not a hindrance. So I see tonight I'm commanded to do good works. I see tonight that I'm created, and Tabitha knew this, and we are able and we are available because we're in Christ Jesus. Tonight, if you say, preacher, I don't know what I need to do, I don't know where to go, you remember this tonight. If you're saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're clothed with the Holy Ghost tonight, and he's going to put you in places to do what he's called you to do and to do a good work wherever you're at tonight. Amen? When you go into your workplace in the morning, wherever you go, the best employee there, the best one there is not going to be the one with the most knowledge, the most experience, the most schooling, or any of this. The best employee that ever will be and ever should be is one that's been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't halfway do it, we do it right. We don't shuck it off to somebody else, we don't put it off on somebody else. What do? We do it right, amen? And people are watching that tonight. You say you're saved and you skimp at work, that's not good. We get to that place in our life where we're created to do good work in Christ Jesus. Number one, we're commanded to do good works. Number two, we're created to do good works. But number three, I want to give you this tonight as we go back to the text, we have a certification to do good works. He said, preacher, all I am is saved. That's all you needed. Preacher, all I am is born again. That's all you need to do good works. Preacher, I don't have enough money to do good. Money's not a qualification. Woohoo! Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Money's not a qualification to do good works. You say, what are you talking about? Money's not a qualification. It don't cost you one thing to do good to somebody else. It don't cost me one thing. Here, when you get here, look what it says in verse number 37. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick. This lady was sick and died. This lady was sick and died, whom they had washed. They laid her in an upper chamber. She had done good, and when her time come, you know what they did? They took care of her. Look what it says. And as for much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him. Why did they send unto Peter? Because they knew that he was able to do a good work. You know what tonight? God may be sending people your way because you're able to do the work that they need done in their life. You ever thought about the skill that you've got in your life? Maybe just because God's wanting you to help somebody else. He skilled you that way. He's qualified you that way. He's given you a gift to help the next person. I want you to get this tonight. Turn with me, if you will, as we get out into this tonight in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 in verse number 16 and 17 tonight. I believe Brother Riley preached on this the other night. How true this word is tonight. You talk about, preacher, I want to do good works and I want to do more. You're commanded. That's why you want to do more. You're created to do good works. That's why you want to do more as a Christian. You're commanded, you're created to do it, and you're certified. You have it stamped all over you tonight. As a child of God, it is stamped all over you tonight. It's your stamp for good works, and all are watching us. 2 Timothy 3:16 said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Everything you need is in this Bible to do the good work that you need to do tonight.
Friends, I want you to get this tonight. You are commanded to do it. You're created to do it, and you're certified tonight. You may feel like a failure, and you say, I can't do it as good as so-and-so, but so-and-so can't do it like you can do it. Amen? Man, that gets all over me. I thank God for that tonight. And I want to show you this, and here's what happened. And old Peter comes on the scene here tonight, and it is certification to do good works. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, in verse 39, they brought him into the upper room. It ain't for everybody to know. Ooh, ooh. Can I get amen? It ain't for everybody to know. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand. When you're going to help somebody, it ain't to toot your horn, let everybody know what you've done. Amen? If you do that, that good work becomes a bad work. That good work becomes a bad work. Look what he says. But Peter put them all out. He put them out. Everybody in the house, he put them out. Why? Because he fixed to give glory to somebody else. They wanted Peter to come and said, Peter, if you come, we can be healed. Peter, if you'll just get here. Peter said, boys, it ain't about Peter. It's about Jesus. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down. And what did he do? He prayed. He said, preacher, in the morning, let me tell you, this be your prayer in the morning. Lord, today, let me be a blessing to somebody, not a burden. God, let me be a blessing to somebody when I get my feet on the ground. When I get up in the morning, let me be a blessing to somebody. You open the avenue. You open it up. Let me be a blessing to somebody. But before you can ever be a blessing, they're going to have to get a place in my life that I got to get ready to kneel down and pray before I ever start my day. Look what he says. But Peter them all forth, put them out, kneeled down, prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. She sat up. Folks, tonight I want you to know, when you get to that place in your life, I get to that place in my life where I'm not worried about getting any credit, but I want to give it all to God. There'll be some things you'll see move that you've never seen before. He gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Tonight, the good works that you do, the good works that I do in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, it may lead somebody to Jesus. It may lead somebody. You don't ever know, a kind gesture, a friendly, just something kind, just something so small that you think is nothing, could change somebody's day completely. Going through a bad day, hard times, death right at the door, and just one kind gesture of good works could change their whole destiny. What they thought it was all over, all we heard tonight before we got ready, and hey, it is sad. It's sad all over the house. People are killing people. A woman goes in and kills kids at a school. Man, in America. That ain't a good work. That's a bad work. You can be remembered for a good work, or you can be remembered for a bad work, but you will be remembered for the work you do. Folks, tonight, you will be remembered for the work you do. If you don't believe me that, let me give you this. Have you ever had a job and when you left, I was glad you're gone? Boy, I'm glad that hand ain't here no more. Whew. Come on. Let me tell y'all this. My wife will be honest. She'll know it's true. I was working at Mid-South, driving a gas truck, and then working for Spruill's over there for a long time. We was watching. This is how long ago it's been. Kaylee was playing ball, a little T-ball. Not T-ball, but some kind of baseball. Let me leave it right there, because I don't know the difference. But she was doing one of them. And I was sitting on the canopy at the park at Sulligent. And Luke just pulled up in there. I talk about him a lot, man, but he's a mentor to me. He didn't only hire me and pay me, but he poured Jesus into me. And now listen to me. He didn't preach or teach a cheap grace. $9.35 an hour is about as much grace as he had. $10 was big money for him. You hear me? Tell the truth. And I was sitting there that day. I didn't have a job. I was working. And he pulls up there. He sees my truck. He pulls up. He honks the horn. I look around. I see who it is. What's he want, Brace? I don't know. I said, what's going on? He said, not much. He said, it's on Friday evening now. I ain't even gave him 2 weeks notice. It's on Friday evening. He said, be at work Monday morning. My saw hand's quit and I need one. I said, man, I got a job. He said, I'll see you Monday morning at 5. He backed out and left. He didn't lose a bit of sleep over it. Brandy said, what are you going to do? I said, well, when nobody gave me a job, he gave me a job. Huh? When nobody paid for my daughter's daycare, when I couldn't afford it, nobody else stepped up and paid for it. Huh? When I didn't have no food on the table, y'all get what I'm saying. If I'd have been a bad employee, he'd have never pulled up, Brother Eric. But because I'd been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. He said, what'd you do? I turned my truck in and went to work there on Monday morning. No hard feelings while I was working, but I knew a man. Folks, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is there's somebody watching the way you're working, the way you're carrying yourself, the way you're acting, the way you're behaving, and what you're doing. And tonight, our work ought to be good. It ought to be good. It ought to be pleasant. It ought to be what God's called us to do. I wish I could tell you it was always pleasant. I was always a good worker. I'd always work right. I'd always do right. But I didn't always do that. But listen to me. When I got saved, let me give you the last point here. I realized tonight, good works, man, I want to do them. Not to be saved, just to glorify my Father. I realized tonight I have a command on my life to do good. I'm created to do good. I'm certified to do good. I don't have a lot of certifications. You hear me? Brother Roy, I don't have a lot. You hear me? We go to build something around the house, and Brandy says, no. You better call somebody. I know I have a command. I know I've been created. I know I have a certification on my life to do good. But you listen to me. After I got saved, I realized I got a creator that's watching me if I do good or not. I've got a creator in heaven that's watching every move I make. He said, preacher, he's watching every move. When you blow up, act up, get sideways, he's watching. When you're under complete submission and authority, he's watching. He said, preacher, can you pack that up, man? I wouldn't back it up with nothing but scripture. Turn with me, if you will, to Revelation 2:2. He said, we got a creator in heaven that's watching every good work we do. He's watching our good works. Look tonight, if you will, with me. Peter knew that God was watching. That's why he prayed. He didn't do it in his own power. Brother Boyd, he did it in the power of God. Revelation 2:2. Let me share this with you. of good works. You got somebody's watching you, and it's the creator of the universe that created everything. I'm talking about that is sitting in the third heaven. I'm not talking about the one that you've seen today, how pretty the sky was. I'm not talking about the one tonight when you look up and you see the stars, that second heaven. I'm talking about that third heaven where he's seated high and lifted up. Paul said, I went to the third heaven. Amen. Revelation 2:2. Here's what he says. I know thy works and thy labor. I know how you work and I know how you labor. And thy patience. And how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. And hast found them liars. Tonight I want to say something that is just straightforward. A person tonight, Brother James said, James 1:2, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Man, woman, boy, or girl that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, if they've got no good works to follow them, beware. Beware. Beware tonight. Have your eyes open. If it's always beware tonight. He said, we got a creator in heaven that's watching every good work we do, every bad work, everything we do. He is watching tonight. You say, well, he can't watch everybody at one time. He creates everything and everybody. He created you. He can watch you. He says, and I know thy works. I know you and thy labor and thy patience. If you're going to be a worker for the Lord, you better have a little bit of patience. Amen. Because there's going to be some things that he's going to lead you through. You're not going to know why you're going through them till a long time afterwards. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. And hast found them liars. Tonight I want to ask you this question. Can someone tonight look at your life and say it's full of good works? Can they look at your life tonight and say that your life is full of good works? Not that you're a good worker, but just full of good works. Everything that I try to do, everywhere I try to go, what I try to be a blessing, not a burden. Could that be said of your life tonight? Tonight, as we go back to the text, I want to show you this in closing tonight in Acts chapter number 9 as we close out tonight. Acts chapter number 9, and we're going to go back down to verse 41, 42, and 43. The Creator is watching our good works. He's watching everything that we do, and He knows what He says tonight in verse 41. And He gave her His hand and lifted her up. Not only did Peter pray, not only did he pray for that lady, but he did more than just pray. He lifted her hand. He helped her out. He helped her up. He helped her to that place where she needed to be. Listen to this. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. Tonight, you're alive and I'm alive tonight. And we're created to do good works. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. What has he got to do with tanner? What has he got to do with that? He shouldn't have nothing to do with that. Why would he be there? Because he was just looking to help somebody out. Have you ever found yourself in a place you didn't know why you was there? Man, what am I doing here? How did I get down this road? How did I get here? How did I get here? Wherever you find yourself this week, remember this. God's placed you there. He's allowed you to go there. He's allowed you to minister. And he's watching you. And listen, he's not against you. He's for you. Tonight, he's not against you. He is for you tonight. Me and Brandy, we've been looking for storm cellars this week everywhere we can look. And one thing we ask everybody before we finally purchase one, but we ain't got it, but we purchased it. And everywhere we've asked them, we say, ask them, I say, have you had anybody killed in one of them? And that lady on the phone's like, sir? I was like, hey, I just want to know. Have you had anybody killed in y'all storm cellars? He's like, well, we've got them everywhere. We don't know of anybody. I said, well, I just want to know what kind of craftsmanship y'all have in what I'm, right? I mean, if it's built late Friday, early Monday, come on, send me the one about Tuesday, you hear me? I mean, if it's, oh, y'all must have worked in the public like I have, amen? Friday evening, son, we throwing it together Monday morning, we don't know what we doing. Can I say to you tonight, as a child of God, it don't matter if it's Friday or Monday, we ought to do the same work. Somebody's watching us. I said, preacher, why'd you ask that lady down on the phone? Why you ask them questions? We don't. This is why I asked that. Because I'm putting my family in there. Not only am I putting my family in a safe shelter, Sister Brittany, but I'm putting my family at Union Chapel Baptist Church. Not for bad works. If I knew I was bringing my family in here and somebody was teaching or talking or doing anything that was bad, I wouldn't bring them here. If they ain't preaching, no, I wouldn't bring my family here. I don't want them to get hurt with something bad. I want them to be blessed with good works. Just as important as that life shelter is to keep my family safe, the church is just as important to keep you safe. You said, what will it do, preacher? Will it get, the church won't send you to heaven? We know that. We know good works. We know that. But when you get saved, you ought to be in a good church. You said, preacher, how do I know we're in a good church? How do you know if you're in a good church? There'll be good works that come out of it. There'll be good works that come out of it. If there are not good works, come out of it. Revelation 2:2 will answer the rest of the questions if you have any. I ask you tonight, if somebody looked at your life, would you know tonight, would they know tonight that you've got good works in your life? Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you that you keep us safe and out of harm's way. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to be with us as a group of believers tonight, that the work that we do would be good work, Father, that would be good. The speech that would come out of our mouth would be good. The intentions of our heart would be good. Father God, tonight you are our Jehovah Shalom. God, you are our peace tonight. We get that peace from you and nowhere else. And Lord, tonight I thank you for the reverence that we had in the Bible tonight of that lady named Tabitha. I thank you that she was full of good works and alms deeds that she did. She didn't rely on somebody else to do good. She did good that you would be glorified. Father, let us never wait till somebody else does something. Let us step up and do good that all may see and glorify your name, which is in heaven. Father, I love you and I thank you. Thank you tonight that you created us. You've commanded us. You've certified us. And you're watching us as we do good works. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen, amen. Sister Lori's going to try to load up tonight the stuff out there that goes to Amory. So if I got some men in the church after we dismiss and get the kids out, if you'll just hang around a little bit, we're going to try to load some stuff up. You'll just hang around. If you got a bad back, you can go ahead and go. We don't want to hurt nobody. But,